much Hey Love is a story based, a true story based on what happened to my mum when she was in grade 8. It all started off when she went to the toilet and she came out and there were 5 or 6 girls waiting for her, and they found out that her mum was a full Indigenous woman from Northern Territory. And they said all these things, and they spat on her face and they pushed her around a bit. And then 2 sister girls walked in from their class and saw what was happening to mum, and so they pulled mum from out around the corner and went back to back and pretty much hit him, I guess. Just shows the struggle that, you know, people had to go through back then and what we still have to go through now to fight for our rights and our, you know, just justice in general. Yeah.
So with your mum, how important was it for, you know, is it for your mum, for you to be a voice for her?
I think it's very important for these issues to be told, especially, like, you know, through music. What better way? Everyone hears music, everyone feels it, and that's the thing. That's, I guess, why I wanted to write Hey Love and why I wanted to tell mum's stories, because it's still happening, like racism and ignorance, it still happens in this society, and it's shocking because this is 2017, it's the 21st century. And so by using mum's story, I guess it's just creating an awareness of that. And yeah, she really likes it, so I'm glad that she does.
Yeah, and it's interesting, the timing of the track and the release also at this time of the year, obviously with January 26 and, you know, more and more issues coming to the forefront around human rights, a good timing for the track to be heard. Now, you've been performing recently at the Sydney Opera House for the festival there. Was that with the Music in the Key of Yes performance?
Yeah, that was amazing. That was such a great night. I had so much fun. I've never been inside the Opera House before, so it was a really big accomplishment for me. Yeah, it was a really good night.
Yeah, you've had some great accomplishments in the last year, even, you know, with me speaking to you. I know that you've just played at the Woodford Festival and had a great response from that. How do you feel about the audience and their way of connecting with you?
Like, I feel so honoured to be able to get up on stage and sing my songs, especially my songs in language, like, just representing. And I think the audience is so supportive. Like, I was very surprised with the amount of people that came to watch me at Woodford. I was absolutely starstruck. I didn't know how to feel, but I guess that's it, you know. And that's the amazing thing about the small festivals, is that word gets around easy and people come and watch and want to see for themselves, I guess. So we put on a really kick-ass show, me and my band, so I'm very proud of them and I'm very proud of how well the show went and the outcome of that. Yeah,
and you were recently nominated in the New Talent category for the National Indigenous Music Awards last year. Do you think that was an important step for you to have a higher visibility and to continue your journey? Because since I've spoken to you last, you've seemed to have really covered a lot of ground with your work.
Definitely. I think that's one amazing thing, like, you know, being recognised as an artist and as a singer-songwriter, especially because I'm so young and because I'm so fresh to the industry, and I'm still, like, finding my career, like, my, if you know what I mean, who I am. And so to be able to be recognised for my art is such an absolute honour, like, especially from NEMAs. Like, who would have guessed? I didn't even think that I would have been nominated for a NEMA Award or a Queensland Music Award last year. I was so surprised. It was a big shocker.
Yeah, and I guess also, as you said, I mean, once you get to the Sydney Opera House, it's looking good from there, obviously. All that hard work has definitely paid off for you.
Now,
your recent release of Black Smoke was certainly an album of healing for all of your listeners. Did you receive good feedback about your album, particularly being in your First Nations language of Anindilyakwa and English as well? How'd that go?
The amount of support I have received and, like, just all the kind things people have said, I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, that there are times when I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the radio and then I'm listening to Triple J and Earth or, like, 4ZZZ and it comes on and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a cool song. Oh, wait, this is me. Like, it's still a spin-out. But, yeah, it's the amount of support I've had is just overwhelming. It's really amazing.
You know what I like about you, Emily, is that you have your traditional foundation, but you're very contemporary, but in a very humble and holistic way.
And thank you.
And I really saw that in your film clip for Black Smoke when you're at Musgrave Park and you invite the woman, you know, the Muslim woman to come into the circle with the fire, and it was, you know, showing how, you know, her struggle of feeling isolated in walking through the city and people noticing, you know, her headdress. And
Well, I think that that's a very important part of Australia. You know, like, we're such a multicultural country, and we have, like, from my perspective, I personally, I love other countries, and I love their traditions, and I love and respect their beliefs and religions and stuff, and I just wish that we could all have that like-minded sincerity towards that and respect. And it's really sad how that ignorance separates and divides us. And I think that was a really strong point in the film clip, having her come into the circle, because it not only shows that, you know, we're a unity, but we're also, you know, we all come from the same, like, we are all one. It was such a really beautiful moment.
I think also for me watching it personally, because I'd spent a lot of time in my late teens, early 20s at Musgrave Park, and that was, you know, that's my home ground. I was born around there, and I really felt it, and I really loved what she did with that song and that entire album. You know, it really was a changing face to music for, you know, contemporary youth. I really liked it.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
Well done.